Thank you. this is 2 years old, and Blues Fest is one of my favourite places in the universe. Thank you very much for coming to see us today. This is a song about schoolyard regrets. Writing songs is that occasionally you'll make something and send it out into the world, and it can become something quite different through the ears of different people. And it's been particularly cool with that last song. Over recent years, I've been hearing from more and more school teachers who write to me and say they use it to play to their kids in the classroom, to kind of open up a dialogue about bullying and sticking up for your friends in school. And it also means like, oh, okay. That's very kind of you. I get quite a bit of correspondence from kids about that song too, and recently I got home from tour with this big stack of about 30 letters from an entire grade 7 class somewhere in New South Wales, and my favourite one read, "Dear Kate, my name is George And I'm writing you this letter because our teacher is making us. I think your song, Caught in the Crowd, is okay, but in the first verse you have rhymed school with school, which is not a rhyme. Anyway, keep trying, from George. Shit. Are these words working? Do they work for you? Is there something wrong between us? Is there something I can do? Is there somewhere I can take back all the times you threw away? And burning up the decade when you should seize the day. I wonder when you're talking, is he talking all the time? Will you ever get the message and just read it all behind? The conversation's trivial, the trivial is fine. When held up to the light, do you feel my personality is written in stone? You're positively certain that you know what you'd be showing. The snapshot of the person that you think I ought to be. Now give it up, give it up, give it up. I've been the leader. Thank you. so good tonight. God damn it all, you look good. That floppy hair, stupid smile, and that old blue sweater. You look so good tonight. It's a little bit annoying how you look. What am I supposed to do? How can I get over you when you look like that in that blue sweater? I swear I'm gonna lose my shit if you look this way. Subject matter I do want to explore, I'm just kind of leaving it till later in my career. Oh, this is getting broadcast on Radio National. I hope there aren't too many complaints, sorry. Says the outro to that song sounds like a yodeling ambulance. Actually, we've just finished a tour and someone told me it sounded like Enya on crystal meth. which on reflection is kind of what I've been going for my whole career, really. The song is called Hornets. created a new genre. It's sort of, it's like metal, bluegrass, and opera. We basically decided to take the three most hated genres in music and bring them together. It is my great pleasure to introduce to the stage my dear friend Johan, who's going to sing a song with me. Based on a true story. Two, three, four. 1997, vivid fashion. Should be simply an echo of your wide vagina. Yeah, that completely revolutionized my technique. It helped a lot. Is there somebody speaking? I can hear someone speaking. Is it okay if you just shut the fuck up for a while? Thank you. Hello? Smash it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. You've been such a lovely audience to play to. We just have we have two more songs to go. Oh, actually, I'd love to get a photo of you all, if that's okay.
Thank you so much.
last song now. I'm going to do a signing at 3 o'clock after this at the merchandise tent. So if you'd like to come and say hello, I'll be there. Yeah, from 3. I'd be more than happy to sign your CD or your t-shirt or whatever. Please give it up one more time for Kia Nuttall. And this is Mr. John Rogers, everybody.
This is not the time.